Hello, everyone. My name is Gabe. Welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm sure your English will improve today. Now, if you were at a restaurant, would you take a picture of your food? Imagine that there is a 2-hour wait. Do you really think that is the right thing to do? You know, when you take a picture, it takes time, and it probably adds to the amount of time that people have to wait for a table. I can't believe Rebecca actually was taking pictures of her food when she was at the restaurant the other day. Then she posted the pictures online. Well, what would you do? We are in the middle of a 2-day article called Your Friends and Their Phones. We're reading about a conversation between Betsy and Andy. Betsy, like Rebecca, enjoys taking pictures of her food. Well, today we are going to continue this conversation by talking about the following things: cell phones and restaurants and posting pictures of food. So let's go inside and find Rebecca. I like taking pictures of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. For example, I think it's interesting when you can capture people's expressions, their facial expressions on your camera. What kinds of things do you like taking pictures of?
I do like taking pictures. Oh, by the way, I'm Rebecca, and I'm excited about being here to talk about taking pictures of food. I love taking pictures of food, especially when you're at a restaurant and you see something very special, like
yes.
maybe a type of food you don't usually see every
yes.
day.
Yes, that's wonderful. I should have yes. known your answer would be you like to take pictures of food because that's what you talked about yesterday.
Yes.
All right, friends. Well, I think Rebecca still agrees with Betsy from our lesson, and I am on Andy's side. Let's see how this conversation continues.
You should try it sometime. Just try taking some pictures
no.
of food.
Your friends and their phones.
But just think about all of the time people consume looking at their phones. It affects the restaurant's ability to serve its customers. Think about how long we have to wait for a table tonight. Maybe it's because customers are looking at their phones instead of the menu. Then they're taking pictures instead of eating.
It might add a few minutes to the total dining time, but it certainly doesn't hurt a restaurant's business. Oh, someone left a comment about my pasta.
I could give you an opinion if you'd ask.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 consume 这个动词。Consume 是指消耗或者是耗费。例如 ,hybrid cars consume less oil than regular cars. 油电车比一般的汽车耗油量少。或者是 ,in order to lose weight, you have to reduce the amount of food you consume every day. 如果要减重，你就得减少每天所消耗的食物的分量。或者是 that project consumed so much of our time and energy. 那个案子消耗了我们许多的时间和精力。接下来我们看的是 pasta 这个集合名词。Pasta 可以指意大利面或者是意大利面食。例如 drain the pasta and rinse it with cold water. 沥干意大利面之后然后用冷水冲洗。或者是 my favorite type of pasta is lasagna. 我最喜欢的意大利面食是千层面。或者是 Mom prepared pizzas, hot dogs, and pasta for my baby brother's birthday party. 妈妈替我最小的弟弟的生日派对预备了 pizza, 热狗跟意大利面。
Okay, let's go back to Andy's first line here. He says, but just think about all of the time people consume looking at their phones. It affects the restaurant's ability to serve its customers. I completely agree.
No, Gabe, you are wrong. It's actually a great thing when you can take pictures of food because remember, it's free marketing for the restaurant. But you actually brought up a great phrase that I feel like we should think about. I mean, talk about. We want to talk about the phrase to think about.
Ah, yes, to think about something. you should consider something. Just think about it, okay? For example, just think about all of the money that you would save if you did not go to Starbucks every day.
But Gabe, I don't go to Starbucks every day.
Well, I know you don't, but some people do. They spend a lot of money on Starbucks.
That's actually very true. Or, you know, we cooked so much food last night. Think about all the food we could have saved if we hadn't cooked so much because not everybody ate it.
All right. Or what about this? You should go to the event. Just think about all of the people who will be disappointed if you don't show up. Think of some other ways to use that phrase.
And think about all the people that you can encourage if you go to the Bible study tomorrow night.
That's right, Friday Night Live. That is right here in Taipei. If you have a chance, you should come.
Well, I think we need to move on with our lesson. Andy responds. He says, think about how long we had to wait for a table tonight. Maybe it's because customers are looking at their phones instead of the menu. Now, I would have to disagree with Andy right now. I'm sure that the wait was not due to the fact that customers were looking at their phones.
I don't know about that. But we do need to take a look at this phrase, instead of. That means you will do one thing and not something else. For example, you should be doing your homework instead of watching TV.
Wait, unless you're watching Studio Classroom, please leave.
That's right. Don't leave us right now. Maybe you like to exercise. You are going to go swimming today instead of running.
Exactly. Or you could say, I think that tonight it would be much better if we eat at home instead of going out to a restaurant.
All right. Well, you know what? I agree with Andy. We all know that. And I think he might be right. And I think the guys in the info cloud might agree with me. Let's see what they have to say right now.
A popular restaurant in New York City recently received complaints that its service was too slow. So it hired a consulting firm to find out why.
The firm checked recent footage from the restaurant's surveillance cameras and compared it with footage from 10 years ago. Well, did the waiters and cooks become lazy? Were there too many customers to handle? Here are some of the findings.
The time between when customers received their menus to the time when they were ready to order increased from 8 minutes to 21 minutes. What accounted for the 13-minute increase? Customers playing on their cell phones.
Okay, the 10-year-old footage showed that as soon as customers got their food, they ate it. The newer footage showed that more than half of all customers spent an average of 3 minutes taking pictures of their food before eating.
After servers deliver the check, customers used to take around 5 minutes to pay and leave. Today, it takes 15. Excuse me, could you take a picture for us?
In summary, the time it takes customers to sit down to the time they leave increased by an average of 50 minutes, all thanks to the smartphone.
在美国有一家有名的餐厅被客人抱怨说他们的服务太慢了，因此这家餐厅的老板就请人来调查，把 surveillance cameras 监视器在十年前所拍到的画面跟现在所拍到的画面拿出来比对，看看到底是什么原因造成的。结果答案揭晓了 smartphones 智慧型手机。以往当服务生发了菜单，客人就会看菜单。现在，许多人拿到菜单后还在低头滑手机，点菜的时间呢就自然拉长了。以往上了菜，客人就开始开动了，但现在呢，许多人要先把那道菜拍下来，还要上传到脸书。吃饱饭以后，以前的客人就付钱买单了，但现在因为大家都有手机，还会请服务生帮忙拍几张团体照。因此，如果你嫌某一家餐厅的服务太慢，不要马上怪餐厅的工作人员，手机很可能才是罪魁祸首。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. I thought that was very informative and very helpful, very insightful. And it seems like you guys agree with me. I really appreciate that, Steve and Ken. Rebecca, what did you think about that info cloud just now?
Gabe, I would prefer not to talk about it right now.
Oh.
I think that we need to move on with our lesson.
Okay.
So, anyway, how does Betsy respond to Andy? Betsy says it might add a few minutes to the total dining time, but it certainly doesn't hurt a restaurant's business. Now, I think Betsy is on to something. She brings up a very good point. Maybe it adds a little bit to the waiting time. But come on, Gabe, it's not going to hurt the restaurant's business.
Well, it might and it might not, but maybe we should take some time to look at this word, hurt. I think we all know what it means to hurt, maybe to hurt somebody else, or to even hurt yourself. Sometimes you get hurt, you could say that you are hurting, okay? If you feel sad or depressed, you are maybe hurting inside. And here we see that you can even hurt a business, or something could hurt a business.
So what does it mean if something hurts a business? That's a very good question. Well, typically, that would mean that the business will no longer be able to do as well because something is affecting its productivity or the business. However, you can also use this word to say something like, you know, hard work never hurts anybody. If anything, it's actually probably really good for you.
Hard work doesn't hurt anybody. You know what else doesn't hurt usually is competition. Sometimes you think, oh, I hate that competition. Why are they doing the same thing that I'm doing? But actually, competition helps. So the opposite of hurting a business is helping the business. Maybe competition could help the business.
Exactly. So why don't you take a few moments and see if you can come up with some of your own sentences using this word hurt. And you might even want to use the phrase hurt a business in one of those sentences.
Well, Betsy continues, oh, look, someone left a comment about my pasta. And it's like she's completely ignoring Andy. He says, I could give you an opinion if you'd ask. Well, let's see how this conversation continues right after this. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place you come when you want to talk about taking pictures, especially taking pictures of food. Okay, well, at least that's what we're talking about today. We're in the middle of a conversation between Betsy and Andy, and of course, an argument between Rebecca and myself. And Betsy likes to take pictures of food, but Andy thinks that it takes too much time. Well, what do you think? Do you think that Betsy is right? Or Andy is right? Obviously, Andy is right. Well, maybe you haven't made your decision yet because we still need to find out what happens next in this conversation. Let's do that now. Andy's right. Let's continue.
Your friends and their phones.
See? Posting things online leads to more conversations with friends. This way, they can be a part of something I'm doing, even when they aren't physically with me.
What about the people who are with you? By spending so much time on your phone, it's like you're ignoring the people right next to you.
Relax, I'm done. Almost. I got another comment.
Seriously?
Just let me respond to Shirley about my picture.
Go right ahead. I'm going to try to enjoy my now cold meal.
Okay, 其实我们看的是 physically 这个副词。Physically 在这里是指实际地或亲自地。例如 even though I can't be with my child physically when I'm on a business trip, I will still talk to her a lot. 虽然我出差的时候没有办法亲自的陪我的孩子，但是我会常常和她说话。Physically 也指身体上的，或者是生理上的。例如 the training is physically challenging. 这个训练就体能上是非常具有挑战性的。最后我们看的是 seriously 这个副词。 Seriously 在这里是指正经的或者是不是开玩笑的。例如 You're not seriously thinking about quitting your job, right? 你不是真的在考虑要辞掉工作吧。Seriously 也指严重的。例如 The coastal area was seriously affected by the typhoon. 沿海地区被台风严重的影响。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Continuing this conversation with Betsy, she says, See, posting things online leads to more conversations with friends. Hey, Gabe, look. Look, see. Oh, my goodness. My picture already has 2 likes and lots of comments. Oh, there's only one comment.
That's cool. So it's leading to more conversations with your friends online. They're not even with you.But I'm standing right here. Am I not your friend?
Well, you are gay, but you don't like taking pictures of food like I do. Mm-hmm. And, but you know, there's actually another word or phrase in here that we should talk about. And that is leads to conversations.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Okay, to lead to something, that means you do something, and the result is something else, or it leads to something else. So, for example, This is the example I wrote. The fight led to the couple's breakup. So the fight is what caused the couple to break up.
Gabe, that's horrible.
I know.
That's horrible. Well, anyway, this is a good example. Are you ready for it? Reducing the speed limit should lead to fewer accidents on the road. So I hope you don't speed. Do you speed?
That's a good question, Rebecca. I think...We should go on to the next point here so that I don't answer that question.
I think he speeds.
Of course, I don't try to speed.
Okay.
The next sentence says, this way they can be a part of something I'm doing even when they aren't physically with me. Okay, let's take a look at that little phrase, to be a part of something. All right, so that means to be a part of something in Betsy's life. That means they can enjoy something, they can share something of Betsy's experiences.
Exactly, and they're also involved with what she's doing, even though they're not physically there. Now, this reminds me of my family. It's really important to me to be a part of what my family is doing.I like to be involved with everything they're doing, if I can.
That's right, if you can, if you have the chance. You would like to be a part of that. I know my mom, she loves to be a part of our lives. And we even have a little Facebook chat, line chat, where we can all be a part of each other's lives. Now, what about you? Do you want to be a part of something great in life? I think everyone does.
I think so, too. Well, let's see what Andy says.What about the people who are with me? I mean, with you. That sounds like something you would say, Gabe.
Exactly. So by spending so much time on your phone, it's like you're ignoring the people right next to you. And hey, that leads us to the closer look. Let's take a closer look at something from this sentence.
Hi there, friends. How are you doing today?My name is Liz, and please join me as we take a closer look at this sentence. By spending so much time on your phone, it's like you're ignoring the people right next to you. The writer is saying when you spend so much time on your phone, it seems like you're ignoring the people right next to you. Now notice the pattern. By verb with ing, it's like something else.Use this pattern when you want to describe how an action seems to create a certain effect. For example, if your friend is making people feel like he doesn't care about what they think, and he just does things or make decisions on his own without ever telling people or asking for help, you can say to him, by making all these decisions without asking other people first, it's like you don't care about what they think.Or many people use their smartphones to organize their schedules for them, and having a phone do this is just like having a secretary. So we can say, by having your phone organize your schedule for you, it's like you've got a secretary to remind you things. And that's it for now. I'll see you next time.
Okay, let's see here. How many more likes do I have now? Oh, I just got another like. Oh, this is great.
Rebecca.
Oh, hi.
Life is happening right here in the studio.
Wait, hold on just a moment. I just wanted to post one more picture.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I'm going to talk about this next point here in our lesson, okay? Now, we go down to the very last line. as Rebecca's still on her smartphone. Last line here, it says, go right ahead. Andy said, go right ahead. Well, that's very interesting. Usually I hear the phrase, go ahead. If someone wants to say that you should do something, they will say, go ahead. You can do it. But he says, go right ahead right here.
So Gabe, I'll be there in just a few minutes. I just need to finish sending this message.
That's great. So anyway, the word right here, that is used as an intensifier. It emphasizes the following word. Go right ahead. That means go ahead. You should do that.
Well, I think we should think of some more examples using go right ahead.
Finally. Good. Do you have one?
Well, yes. Like I was saying, let me just finish sending this message real quick.
Well, go right ahead, Rebecca. I'm going to give an example here.
Go right ahead and give an example.
I will,
That's
because you can use the word right with other words. You could say sit right down, or stand right up, or walk right down, walk right over, come right on over. There are many ways to use that word right.
Or maybe you're with a friend and the phone rings, and they look at you and they say, I'm sorry, do you mind if I answer the phone real quick?
Mm-hmm.
You could say, what, Gabe?
Go right ahead and answer your phone. Rebecca, go right ahead and look at all of your pictures. Look at all of the comments and captions that people are adding to your pictures. Just go right ahead.
Gabe, I already finished. So I'm here. I want to talk now about the pictures that I took.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious? We don't have time to talk about your pictures. We need to review today's lesson right now with Linda in the editor's summary.
Andy and Betsy are talking about taking photos of their food in restaurants. And Andy thinks that all of the time people consume looking at their phones affects the restaurant's ability to serve its customers. Betsy doesn't get it, so Andy replies with talking about how long they had to wait for a table. And then he goes on to say it probably had something to do with people looking at their phones and taking pictures of their food. But Betsy thinks it only takes a few minutes, and it doesn't hurt business. And all of a sudden she says, oh, wait, someone's made a comment about the pasta. And then she seems pleased that posting things leads to conversations with friends. And while they can't be there with her physically, they can still be part of the experience. But Andy wants to know about the people that are actually there, like him. And she's ignoring him. But Betsy just tells him, relax, she's almost done. And then she gets another comment. And while she decides to respond, Andy decides to eat his now cold meal. It's something to think about.
So, Gabe, I was going to show you some pictures on my phone, but I can't find my phone anywhere.
That's because I have your phone right here with me.
You have my phone. What are you doing, Gabe?
Rebecca, I am taking pictures of some of the pictures that you took on your phone. You took some pictures of food and posted them online. Well, I'm going to take these pictures of your pictures and put them online because I think it's ridiculous that you spend so much time.
Wait, Gabe, I'm confused. You want to take pictures of my pictures and post those online?
Uh-huh.
So you do like taking pictures?
Yeah, of your ridiculous pictures.
Gabe, give me my phone.
All right, here you go.
Thank you.
I'll have some wonderful pictures. Friends, thank you so much for joining us here today. We'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. Look how ridiculous this is.